All right, it's December 10th, 2021. I'm Lauren Leonard.
I'm Ryan Bruckner.
And I consent to being interviewed. All right, from learning about pandemics, how pandemics have been handled throughout history, do you feel that we as a society have handled COVID along with the norm? Why or why not?
Well, looking at other pandemics in the past, I noticed that every single pandemic, there would always be a group that was used as a scapegoat to blame for spreading the disease. And I think we also did that this pandemic with China, and we blamed China, and then there was a lot of discrimination with Chinese people around the world. What about you? From learning about how pandemics have been handled throughout history, do you feel that we as a society handled COVID along with the norm?
Yeah, I definitely do. I feel like, similar to what you said, there was always a group that was used as, or that chose to oppose the societal norms. So I feel like with anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers, that kind of came to light with COVID more. What would you have done differently in your personal experience with COVID after learning about pandemics?
So personally, I would have definitely took things more seriously. Like, now I've gone out as much, like wearing masks all the time. And just to keep containment and not spread the disease further. What about you? What would you have done differently in your personal experience with COVID?
I would have done pretty much the exact same thing. I think I would have just started taking it seriously earlier on. Like those first couple days, I did go out with friends because I just thought it was a break from school. I wasn't really concerned with how serious the disease was. What was the most striking similarity you noticed between your experiences with COVID and society's past experiences with other pandemics?
Similarities, I would say. Well, I already said before with the marginalization of minority groups, but also, like, there's always a divide in society, usually, either between rich and poor or, like, political groups. Like, this pandemic, you saw a lot of anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers that don't want their life to be changed because of the, or don't want their life to be affected by the pandemic. And you can see that in, like, other pandemics in the past, too, that people are refusing to wear masks. What about you? What's the most striking similarity you've noticed?
I would say similarly, but I also noticed that a lot of diseases are disproportional in who they affect. And based on the numbers we were receiving, it seemed like they were disproportional among the groups where, like, the opposition groups or the more political groups that oppose certain measures or take certain measures more seriously. Is there anything that you learned about COVID through this class that you didn't learn or notice from your firsthand experience?
I'm learning that basically about COVID through a world perspective instead of just my personal one. And I've learned, like, about the global health system and, like, how that can affect, like, underdeveloped nations or just how our healthcare system is based on, like, the weakest healthcare system. So just better keeping containment for future pandemics, we can just try and improve our global health system. What about you? Is there anything you learned about COVID through this class that you didn't learn or notice from your firsthand experience?
Yeah, mine was a little different, though. It wasn't really directly through the class. It was sort of from other students participating and sharing their own experiences. It was kind of interesting how different everyone's were. I assumed that everyone had the same experience or similar experience, but even within America or New England even, there was a lot of variation. I was kind of surprised to see that. What part of COVID do you think has been handled best by our society? And contrastly, what part of COVID do you think has been handled worst by our society?
Ooh, okay. So I kind of think that wearing masks is both handled the best, and then I think getting vaccinated was handled poorly. Because with vaccination, a lot of misinformation was spread, and, like, more so from this vaccine than other vaccines in the past. So a lot of people were hesitant, and it took a while to get people to actually get the vaccine and convince them that it wouldn't have any negative effects on them, and that it was worth it to stop spreading disease and hurting others. What part of COVID do you think has been handled best by society, and what part do you think has been handled the worst?
I think what's been handled best is an increase in sanitation. Like, I feel like everyone's really being more conscious about washing their hands and wiping down surfaces, and I think that's something that should have been better before, but I'm glad it has improved. I think that's something that will last long after pandemic, too. And like Ryan was saying, I do believe that mask wearing and vaccines were handled worse, because masks, like, a lot of college students, high school students, just wear them under their nose now. People just don't wear them at all. And although people have been getting better at wearing them, it's not the best. And vaccines, just, there's still so much refusal, especially with the booster now. What worries you most about the pandemic?
Like what you said with the booster, I'm worried that people are not going to get it, because it took so much effort to just get people to get the first vaccine. Although, like, since this one's only one shot, maybe it'll be easier. Also, with the new variants of COVID, like the Omicron, I think I heard about in the news, having that affect more people, and we already have, like, procedures set in place to stop its spread, but I'm just worried that it could spread and affect more people. What about you? What are you worried about?
I think that it's just, I'm worried about it not ending, and especially because a lot of people who have already had COVID still kind of live by the belief that they won't get it again if they've had it once, and they kind of feel immune, even though the new variants prove that that's not the case. All right, I think that's all.